It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Vaughn along with Reese Rogers. We're here at Portside Fieldhouse for the MAC opener of the year against the Fort Recovery Indians, who come into this game 3-0, and against the Delphus St. John Blue Jays coming in to the game at 2-2 tonight. I know Delphus has had kind of a tough schedule to start here, Reese, coming off of a long football season, and they didn't push anything back at all.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's I can't really hear you, but this one's going to be a good one for sure. And both teams are going decent. They're both like 3-1 boys. I don't know what's the record for them.
They are 2-2 right now.
They both got both wins under their belt, so, I mean, it should be an interesting game. So.
And the Indians come in. They won the last two games in overtime. So they've had a nice start, but it's going to be a good test here tonight. Yeah. Delphus St. John's always plays hard, and I think it's going to be a hard-fought game.
For sure.
So we'll be back with starting lineups right after this, after we pay some bills.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, boys varsity competition between the Delphus Blue Jays. So, Jeff, I heard you talk to the coach a little bit before this.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to actually record, but talking to Coach Bayshore, he knows that Delphus St. John's are coming here led by the junior Jared Worst. He's a 6'4 junior. He's kind of got off to a slow start. He was football quarterback, so he's probably had a few injuries that he has been dealing with throughout the year, but he's their leader, a good three-point shooter, can get to the rack. They also have, I know, a couple guys back from last year that were starters, and Colin Will, who is a two-year starter at the point guard spot, and last year, a young man that really kind of hurt us, if I remember right, was Richard Kokoza, and I can't forget that name, but I know he shot the ball well last year when we played him, Talking to Coach, he's expecting Delphus to play their tough, stingy man-to-man defense like they normally do. I don't know about you, Reese, but Grant and Peyton have had a really good start this year.
For sure.
And I anticipate that Delphus is going to be bodying both of those young men up and down the court tonight.
Yeah, I would have to guess. I mean, Grant, I mean, I wasn't here the very first game. I heard he got 16 points in the Indians. I was like, really? That Grant?
Right.
Am I reading this right? Or am I, where's Peyton? And he had 10, so it's not. I mean, I knew he was bothering with a hip injury, but Grant, like you said, Grant and Peter are playing incredible basketball, and them two together is almost just about as perfect as you can get. They're both basketball smart. They know what to do, and they're kind of getting the flow because they haven't really played together, really.
Right.
So they're finally getting that flow, and it's turned out to be a really good 1-2 for them. And getting in the seniors. Tate and Trevor are playing well, and then
keep on going.
So I mean,
and you know, the big thing is, you know, Grant had a rough year last year, and he's really done a nice job. And you know, I just think this is one of those games that could test these guys' emotion and see just the way that Delta St. John's plays. But you know, hopefully they've both been really good, probably both averaging about 18 a game. And so we'll be back here right after this with some sponsors here, and then we'll have your starting lineups.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Getting going through the starters right now. For the Indians, number zero, Grant Canapi will start. Number two, Peyton Judy. Number four, Trevor Vaughn. Number five, Ryan Braun. And number 14, Kate Wendell, a senior heavy group. So, Coach Vaughn, you got...
Yeah, for the Delphus St. John Blue Jays, they come in 2-2 tonight. They're going to be starting number five, Curtis Schwinnen, a 6'1 junior. Number 10, Jared Wurst, their leader, the 6'4 junior. Number 11, Richard Kokoza, a 6-foot senior. Number 15, Colin Houlihan, a 5'11 senior. And number 30, Colin Will, the 5'11 senior. So, you know, the Indians definitely got a height advantage, but, you know, with St. John's, they like to shoot some threes. Yeah. And, you know, with our size, they might be trying to spread us out. So we're going to take a break. We got the national anthem coming, and we'll be right back after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
We're back here live, Portside Fieldhouse. They're introducing the starters right now. This is Jeff Vaughn, joined by Reese Rogers and Darren Shepard. Welcome aboard, gentlemen. First quarter sponsors we'd like to recognize is Wangler Hardware tonight. So Indians coming in here against a Delta St. John's team that comes in 2-2, and the Indians are here 3-0 this year. So again, for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, they'll be starting number 5, Curtis Schwinnen, a 6'1 junior. Number 10, Jared Wurst, the 6'4 junior. Number 11, Richard Kokoza, the 6-foot senior. Number 15, Colin Holahan. He is a 5'11 senior. And number 30, Colin Will. For the Indians, they will be starting number 0, Grant Konecki, the 6'1 sophomore. Number 2, Peyton Judy, 6'4 junior. Number 4, Trevor Vaughn, a 6'6 senior. Number 5, Ryan Braun, a 6'3 senior. And number 14, Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. Also, it's kind of nice to see Clay Schmidt's back in action tonight. He's back in uniform. Not sure if he'll play much or not, but I know he just practiced this week, so it's nice to see him back. So, again, I think the key to this game is if the Indians can handle their pressure and continue to get strong play out of Peyton and Grant. What do you think, Darian?
Yeah, most definitely. And I know Grant's been having some really good nights, so I hope to see him continue that tonight in a pretty big MAC game here, MAC game opener here at the Fort site. So hopefully Peyton can do his thing like usual, and Indians come out with a victory.
Yeah, again, nice crowd here Friday night. Big MAC, first game of the year. So, you know, I think the key here is the Indians to get off to a good start. St. John's has been struggling a little bit to get going, and, you know, big key to get off to a good start here tonight.
Most definitely.
I know last game Dolphins played, they played some stiff competition. They lost to Elida on Saturday night and lost to Versailles on Friday, but you know, the big thing is against Versailles, they held Arns to 14 points. So
did they really?
Yes, they did. So,
well, I don't think they're going to do that two nights in a row.
Well, I mean, a good thing for the Indians, we got two guys that have been scoring, and you know, I'm saying the silent one tonight is going to be Ryan Braun. So tap controlled by St. John's, brought across the timeline, goes to Wurst on the left side, swings it back around to number 30, Colin Will, being guarded by Cade Wendell. In the corner goes to number 5, that's Schwinnen, swung back around top to Wurst. On the right side it comes to Houlihan. Houlihan dribbles left, off to Kokoza. He drives, loses the handle, stolen by Ryan Braun. So just what the doctor ordered right there on the first one. Wow, Indians come out. Cade Wendell has it up top. Coach calls out a set. Looks like they're going to go Ryan Braun high. Look back door for Peyton Judy. No, back over to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it up top, being pressured hard by Will. He's on the drive. Kicks it over to Ryan Braun on the right side. Down right corner goes to Grant Konecki. Into the right to Brawny. Brawny has it on the drive. Kicks out to Peyton Judy. Indians showing some good patience here. Cade Wendell on the drive. Picks it up. Grant Konecki left side. One dribble back over to Cade Wendell. So Indians showing a little patience. High ball screen. It comes to Cade. Cade backs it out. So back up top, right side goes to Peyton Judy on the drive, floater up, no good, rebound fought for, Trevor's got to pull that one down. Here comes the other side, Kokoza drives right side, hands off to Will. Will, right side drive into the middle of paint, kick out, knocked out of bounds by Peyton Judy. So both teams showing some patience right now, Darian.
Yeah, most definitely. And I like how we were showing patience, and then I think Petey rushed a shot.
Out the worst, left side, three ball up, and good. So when you get out of a shooting slump, right there it is. And Indians get caught on the bottom screen there by Ryan Braun. So it makes it 3-0, 6:24 to go here, Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Cade Wendell, left side to Grant Konecki. Grant has it, looking for a ball screen from Ryan Braun. Picks up his dribble, back up to Ryan. On the left side, Ryan on the drive, takes a floater out of control. Fought for.
Get that, Trev.
Fought for and comes back by Delta St. John's by Wurst. Trevor needs to get that one. I mean, he had his hands on it, but St. John's just got a little quicker. Out to Wurst, another three ball up and good. So Jared Wurst drills two threes, makes it 6-0. So the kid that I talked about who's been struggling shooting, well, guess what? He's on a roll.
He is. And he's got to keep track of that.
6-0. Cade Wendell across the timeline, picks up his dribble. Hand it off to Brian Braun, left side. Braun, he kicks it out to Peyton Judy, top of the key, about traveled. We're doing a lot of one-dribble pickup right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Three-ball Cade Wendell, up and good. So Cade Wendell responds, makes it 6-3, 5:23 to go here, first quarter. And then showing a little token pressure, Kokoza has it, come across the timeline. Guarded by Grant Konecki, on the left side to Wurst. Wurst has it, double screen coming up top for Houlihan. Off the right side, three-ball, up, no good, rebound Peyton Judy. So nice job by the Indians on the glass there. Peyton Judy on the run. Floater up and good. So it makes it 6-5. Nice take.
That was beautiful.
Really hesitated and great body control.
Like I was just about to say, great body control.
Kokoza has it. Comes across the timeline being guarded by Grant. And that's off Delta St. John. So Derek Judy's going to come in. He's going to replace Trevor Vaughn. So Indians are going to go small here. 4:45 to go, 6-5. Coach shouts out instructions. Cade Wendell brings it across the timeline. Top of the key, back up dribble. Kate, Petey Judy, kick out. Ryan Braun, three ball on the way, up and good. So just as I said, I think Ryan Braun's huge tonight for us tonight. That's his first three, makes it 8-6 Indians.
Great pass by Petey off the screen there.
Worst, he says, I'm coming back at you. Nothing but back of the backboard, rebound by Grant Konecki. So Peyton Judy coming on the break, across the timeline, hesitates. Break him down here. Over to Derek Judy on the right side. Derek back to Cade Wendell. Cade on the drive to the hole. On one! And he gets the and one, and that's going to be a foul on number 20, Matthew Miller. So Cade Wendell out to a fast start with five right now. So good job. Other guys have to score because you know they're going to key on Grant and Petey.
That's right. And like you said, Cade off to a hot start. Already has 5 points in the first quarter, so that's a good sign for the Indians.
Lucas Metcalf's going to come in, the 5'11 junior. He's going to replace number 11, Kokoza, and the free throw's up and good. Indians showing man-to-man press. Brought in to number 34. That's Grant Sucker. Sucker, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize. Over to Wurst. Wurst drives up. Nobody's on him. He misses a layup. Rebound Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it. He comes across the timeline. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Drives middle. A little out of control, and it's going to be a fight. He falls down, out back up top to Derek Judy. To the right side it comes. Peyton Judy has it. High ball screen coming by Ryan Braun. Peyton just traveled, and they didn't call. Yep, they did. So Peyton moved his pivot foot, and another host. This is Brady Grothouse. So St. John's played every guy on their bench so far except for JV players there. This is a 10th guy or 9th guy that's played in this game. And here as I speak, two more come off the bench. So number 12, Brady Parrish is going to be coming in. 14, Grothouse has it up top, brought over to 20. That's Miller. Miller, right side into the corner, comes back up top the key to Miller. Over to Wurst on the left side. Lay goes the corner to the 34. That's Suker. And that's a turnover, fought for, and going to be a foul on number 20, Matt Miller. So that's going to be team foul number two. So 11-6, 3:05 to go here, first quarter. Right now, St. John's looks very much out of sync. And with all the substitutions, I'm not sure you can get in sync, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It makes it hard to get a rhythm with five guys.
So we got five guys. I guess they have one starter, Colin Will, in the game. Other than that, we have four substitutions. Ryan Braun triggers it in to Cade Wendell. Cade has it. Coming across the timeline on the right side. Gets across between his legs. Looking for Peyton Judy up top, top of the key. Travel, no call, takes it up, layup,
nice.
And good. So I thought he traveled, but he got it. They didn't call.
He did.
I thought he shuffled his feet. That's four for Petey, makes it 13-6. So Indians off to a good start here, 2:42 to go. In the corner it goes to Suker. Back up top to Will. Will picks up his dribble over to number 12, Parrish. Parrish kicks it back up top. It comes left side to Metcalf. Right side, Parrish, three ball up. No good.
Wow.
Off the backboard, rebound, Peyton Judy. Petey's got about five boards right now. Petey on the roll and the charge. And he took it too deep, and that's going to be a charge on Peyton. He should have pulled up right there.
I agree.
So 2:19 to go here, Wengler Hardware. Scoreboard, 13-6, Indians in the lead. On the floor for the Indians, Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Ryan Braun, Grant Konecki, and Cade Wendell. And here comes two more subs into the game. Wurst and Kokoza is going to come back into the lineup. We got six guys on the floor right now. Parrish goes out. I'm going to try to keep up with this tonight, but there's so many substitutions I can't. Will has it. Comes across the timeline. So right-handed on his dribble. Brings it over to Kokoza. And that's a turnover. Ryan Braun, 34. Suker throws it right in the hands of Ryan Braun. So 2 minutes to go. 13-6. Over to Peyton Judy. Over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy kicks Grant Konecki. First shot of the night. Up. Rims out. No good. Rebound by Will. So nice box out by St. John's.
Don't reach.
Man, he is rough, and they don't call it, and then he reaches in. So Aaron Elworth says, are you kidding me? They reached in, and then you didn't call that. And it's going to be third team foul.
Don't blame him for being mad about that, though.
No, I don't. Noah Leonard is going to come in and replace Derek Judy. So for the Indians, we got Noah Leonards, Grant Konecki, Peyton Judy, Cade Wendell, and Ryan Braun. 13-6, 1:45 to go, first quarter. Cade Wendell across the timeline into Peyton Judy. Got moved. Moving screen by Noah Leonard. So Noah comes in, and Noah's going out. Maybe. Nope. Derek Judy's going to replace Peyton Judy. That's Noah's first. Going to be Peyton first seat, and as I speak, here comes two more St. John's guys. Number 15 going to be
ridiculous.
Colin Houlihan and number 5 Schwinnen. So right now they do have their originally starting five on the floor. See, might happen for about a minute 20, and then we'll have another sub if that. Will brings it across the timeline. Gets past Wendell. Nice job by Cade recovering. Over to Kokoza. Over to the left side to Wurst. Wurst with the hot hand, and then all of a sudden he's cooled off. Grant Konecki guarding Kokoza. Wrapped around.
Good team.
Blocked by Noah Leonard. So Noah blocked Schwinnen. So pretty good rotation. Calling out play number 1. Cade Wendell has it. Going to go to Derek Judy. Over
that was
Grant
in that paint.
Yeah, he is. He is in there. He's posting hard into Bronny. Bronny puts that ball down. Up, no good. Rebound comes off to Wurst. So both defenders fell down, and Bronny had no idea because he turned his back. Here comes out top.
Don't leave him open.
Ball up and good. So Wurst has 9. So right now, I'd almost Ryan Braun trailed the screen out on the double, and Wurst has 9. Makes it 13-9. And there's a turnover, Cade Wendell. So the great start the Indians had is a bad finish to this quarter. Out top it comes to Wurst. You got to be up there, Bronny. Over to Houlihan. Dribbles left side. About picked off.
Oh,
going to be a foul on Cade Wendell. So that's going to be Cade's first, team's third. Didn't think that was a foul, Darren.
It was probably a bright call.
Peyton Judy's going to come back in the lineup, and he's going to get Noah Leonard.
Come on, ref. Darren.
Now top it comes to Will. 23 seconds to go. Over to Wurst. Back over to Kokoza. Kokoza has it. Oh, my goodness. Double screen. Bronny doesn't hedge it. And fortunately for the Indians, well, they get the offensive rebound. Wurst takes it up.
I'm so glad that was not a foul.
Rebound by Derek Judy. Derek Judy going 1-on-5. About turns it over, and it's tipped out of bounds. So 2.7 seconds to go. We got lucky right there.
No kidding, we did.
St. John's ran a nice little screen play for Wurst, and Bronny got stuck on the screen and never got back out. 2.7. And we got a moving screen on Cade Wendell. Oh. That's going to be number 2. And Coach says they're not setting their screens down there either. So that's a huge one
that's all he's looking for. It's an illegal screen to call.
Dan Holland, your official superintendent at Fort Laramie High School, along with Joe Turner, and I'm not sure the other guy. Oh, my God, are you sitting? Wow, the Indians got lucky there. After one complete, 13-9, Indians in the lead. We'll be back right after this.
need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV. Mm-hmm.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We're back here live, Portside Fieldhouse, 13-9. Jeff Vaughn along with Darian Shepherd and Reese Rogers. Can you guys hear me all right? Because I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, 13-9, second
Reese,
quarter
can you hear
sponsor.
Me? Copy that.
Going to be sponsored for Recovery Insurance. So Coach Bashua rolling the dice here a little bit, and he's going to grab Clay Schmitz, and he's going to see his first action. Backdoor play, nothing. Ryan Braun has it. He wheels, deals. Nice step-through move. Up and misses it. Air ball. Rebound, Kokoza.
Oh, my goodness. He looks up. He's got a layup. Oh, my God. Don't lose him.
Ryan. Jared Wurst takes it in. Bounce stolen. Houlihan has it. Back out top. It comes to Kokoza. He's backing in Grant Kanapke. Kick out. It comes to Houlihan on the drive. Loses a handle. Stolen almost and picked up by Petey Judy. Over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy down the right side. Picks up the pressure by Will. Comes left side. Throws to Peyton Judy on the left wing. Out to Grant Kanapke. Grant yet to get the scoreboard. Kick out Cade Wendell. Three ball up and good. So Cade Wendell has 9 points.
Two for two from three.
Wow, that is a major bonus. And then, you know, with Cade having two fouls, we can't have him pick up a third here.
For sure, especially having a good scoring night already.
Will has it up top, picks up his dribble, over to five, that is Schwinnen. Houlihan on the bounce, kicks it up, back around to Will, comes the Wurst up top. Wurst has it, over to Houlihan. Player screen for Wurst, Ryan Braun goes through a double, almost turned over, picked back up by Wurst. Comes back around to the corner. Houlihan has it. Back up top. Comes around to Wurst on the left side. Hand off to Will. He wheels, deals, drives in.
Smart.
And kicks it off to Wurst. He dribbles it. Houlihan, three balls fake. Pull up 15, put it up and good.
Stay down.
So pretty good possession there for St. John's. Makes it 16-11. So Coach Bayshore calls out a special. Cade Wendell has it at the volleyball line. About a 5-second call over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. Out to Grant on the right side. Three ball up. No good. Rebound, Kokoza. So Kokoza gets a rebound coast to coast. Gives it to Houlihan. On the left side. Swung all the way back to Will. Should have been an intercepted pass. And coach is upset about that. Back to Houlihan. Up top it comes to Wurst. Left side, Houlihan drives. Top of the key to Wurst. They're really working to get it to Wurst, I think. Kokoza has it. Into the corner comes to Schwinnen. Back to Wurst. Three ball
can
up.
Can he get to a screen?
No good. Rebound. Top four. Knocked out of bounds by Ryan Braun, I believe. Discussion, and it's going to stay with St. John's. I agree, Darian.
Yep.
We need to talk a little bit because right now Ryan Braun's getting caught up in every screen out there.
I know, and he's going to get a foul here because he's trying to go through the screens with it, pushing the guys, so that's going to be a foul in a minute.
Clay Schmitz on the floor for the Indians, first time this year, coming back after Mono. Will has it, drives coast to coast, finds it blocked and a foul by Clay Schmitz. So all started with getting beat by penetration.
Yep.
So, you know, that's huge. You got to keep guys in front of you.
Yep, the block was clean. He just got him with a body.
So Schwinnen's going to go to the line. 5:21 to go here. Second quarter for Recovery Insurance. First free throw's up and good by Schwinnen. Makes it a four-point game. This is a team you can't let hang around.
Nope. So did they lose to ourselves or win?
They lost. They got beat by about 30. close game for a quarter and a half. Second free throw is good, makes it 16-13. Grant Konecki brings it across the timeline, off to Derek Judy. Over to Peyton Judy. High ball screen, Ryan Braun. Nothing there. Little one-on-one over to Clay Schmitz. Swung back up top, it comes to Judy. Judy turns it over. Loose ball picked up by St. John's off the left side to Houlihan. So good hustle play right there by St. John's. That would be number 12, Brady Parrish.
Oh my
Houlihan,
goodness,
three ball up
screen.
And good. So right now, Indians not doing a very good job, and we got a tie ball game. 16-all, 4:44 to go here in the second quarter. Turnover leads to a three. Derek Judy has it, picks up his dribble. Off to Clay Schmitz, over to Grant Konecki, over to the right side to Derek Judy. He picks up his dribble, throws it to Peyton Judy. He wants a ball screen by Clay Schmitz. Clay slips it, off to Grant Konecki. Grant Konecki has it, being pressured by Pratt. A lot of dribbling, swung to Clay Schmitz. Clay over to Peyton Judy. Ball screen set, nothing. He rolls, taken inside, and he turns it over. So Clay looking like a freshman on that play, brings it above his head. So right now, Indians have a sophomore, two freshmen, a senior, and a junior out there. 4:04 to go here, 16-all. Nice run by the St. John's Blue Jays here. Over it comes in the right side to Metcalf. Swung back up top to Will. Will, another flare screen. Pratt drives. Stolen by Clay. Again, the Indians didn't do a very good job on the dribble, though, unfortunately. And Clay was right there. Peyton Judy off the Grant. Grant Konecki left side. Derek Judy looks to take the three. Pick and roll. Back out top. Clay Schmitz, high ball screen. Over to Derek Judy. Derek bout walked out to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it, off the bounce, kick to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it, lazy pass over to Clay, over to Grant. Grant, three ball up, and that's no good. Grant can't get going. He's a little frustrated right now offensively. Wills has it, and we got a timeout, St. John's 32nd. We'll take one real quick with him.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, 3:13 to go here in the second quarter of Fort Recovery Insurance Scoreboard. 16-all, Indians and Blue Jays tied. So the Indians had a nice little lead, 13-9 after one, and St. John's making a run here.
Yeah, the Indians got to work on getting through these flare screens because that's what's really killing us.
Yeah, we aren't doing a very good job on the screen, and then St. John's screens very well. Cross screen, going to be a moving screen on number three, Metcalf. So Trevor Vaughn's going to come back in the game, and he's going to replace Clay Schmitz. So 3:03 to go here. Cade Wendell back in the game with two fouls and 9 points. He's leading the Indians tonight. Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it. Brought into Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has Grant Konecki in the corner. Grant looks in the post. Keeps his dribble. Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it. Picks it up right side. Cade Wendell. Ball screen to Cade. Back to Trevor Vaughn. Trevor Vaughn over to Ryan Braun. On the right side it comes to Grant. Back screen comes, pick and roll. Cade has it. We got a mismatch. Cade takes it in. Little scoop shot up and rebound Worst. So not a great shot there. And Worst grabs the rebound, makes it 2:19. Metcalf three up, no good. Long rebound, Kokoza. Kokoza has it. Back over to Worst. Out to Metcalf. Back over to Kokoza. Up top to Worst. Flare screen again. And no good. Rebound, Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell with the rebound. Out on the run. Cade drives, takes it in, gets hit, and it's going to go to the foul line. Blaine Toby's going to come back into the game, and he's going to replace. Not sure here, but Cade's going to go to the line. 1:57 to go, 16 all. Indians been stuck on 16 for quite a while. Free throw up and no good. Blaine Toby's going to come in and replace Ryan Braun. And a host of St. John's Blue Jays, number 30, is going to come in. And Derek Judy's going to check in. And Houlihan's in for St. John's. Second free throw up and good. He's going to replace Cade Wendell. So got Will's going to bring it across the timeline. Looks like they're going to set a double high screen. And good, that's going to be a hand check by Grant Kanacki. That's going to be his first, team's sixth. 1:49 to go here. 17-16. Indians in the lead. On the floor for the Indians, Judy, Kanacki, Blaine Toby, and Trevor Vaughn. Drive, no good. Rebound, Blaine Toby. So good job by the Indians there to help. Good thing they didn't kick out because everybody helped and Worst was wide open. Three ball up and good. Probably not the shot we wanted, but he knocked it down.
I agree.
20-16 Indians. Peyton Judy now has seven. Trevor, you got to get up. The kid's a shooter, all right? I would think we'd want to make a switch there because Trevor's guarding Worst, and he's a shooter. Shot up, Houlihan. Oh, off the glass, good rebound. Derek Judy has it across the timeline. 101 to go, or 107 to go. This is a huge possession for the Indians here because if they could score, we got 1 minute to go. Over to Blaine Toby on the right side. Blaine has it. Over to Peyton Judy. Peyton drives. Pull-up jumper up and good off the glass.
Nice.
So that makes it 22-16. Indians in the lead. 48 seconds to go. Makes it a six-point lead. Worst has it up top. Almost stolen by Judy. Easy, Darian. Up top it comes. Houlihan with the shot. Off. No good. Good box out. Rebound by Blaine.
Oh, my God. He just about tore his ACL.
And we got 31 seconds. I think we want shot here. Good job by the Indians here. Nice little run there in the last minute, 7 seconds. Peyton Judy has it. 20 to go. Seconds, that is. Up 22-16. Counts on and off. Petey going back, right, attacks the rack, kick out, left side,
Blaine Toby.
All people, and that's not the shot we wanted. They got 5, 3, 2, 1, and they turn it over. So Coach Bayshore can't be happy about that last shot there. Needless to say, the Indians are leading 22-6. And, you know, we'll come back after this and talk about that finish, but Indians with the lead, 22-16.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the Yelps.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any Yelps here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, listen, now, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the Elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
We're back here live, Portside Fieldhouse. Indians in the lead, 20-16. I'll tell you what, Reese, that was a nice little run on the Indians' part with about a minute and, I'm going to say, about 13 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I like that play where Petey ran all the way around the, like, the, you know,
couple
screens down there and here and one over there, and
he
got the ball, he went to the rack real nice, got a nice little layup. That was nice.
You know, and Petey made a three, probably not the shot we wanted, but, you know, if it goes in, that's a good thing. You know, I guess, you know, my thing here is we got Kate Wendell leading the Indians with 10 points, and Petey Jeudy has 9. Ryan Braun with 3 points. Again, Ryan started out, hit a shot, and then he didn't do anything after that.
So, Cade's picking up the scoring for Grant, because usually Grant has 0 points right now, and that's usually that hasn't happened all year in the 3 games that we've had. So, good thing for Cade.
And you know, I hope Grant doesn't get frustrated and feel like he needs the score, because right now we're leading.
Yep.
You know, the thing I'm a little concerned about was, you know, that last shot we took there at the half. You know, Blaine let it fly with about 7 seconds, and in that situation, you want the last shot.
Yeah. Yep. And I like to see Blaine swing it over one more. I forget. I think Grant was to his right, and I probably think Grant's probably the guy we want probably shooting that at the end of there instead of Blaine. No knockdown on Blaine at all, but
just
Grant has got a real good shot, and he's been hitting all year, so why not give a guy that's hot, give him the ball, and let him give it a
shot. Right. And to me, you know, those are knowing your roles as you go out on the floor. You know, you guys both been players, and you know, some guys are hustlers, and Blaine helped on defense and got a rebound, and that's his role, you know. And, you know, that's just things that, you know, as the season progresses, are things that could come back to bite you in the butt at times. So, you know, needless to say, the Indians up. Held off a flourish there by St. John's, because we had a 13-9 lead after one, and St. John's with a really nice run for themselves. So, again, it is 22-16. We're here at halftime at Portside Fieldhouse. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here in the Portside Fieldhouse with a halftime score. Indians up 22-16 over the Delphi St. John Blue Days. Some upcoming events for the Fort Kirby Radio. Tomorrow, boys will host Jay County, 6 o'clock start, JV tip-off. And, you know, big game like that calls for big-time officials. That's why they put Darian Schiffer on that job.
So, my goodness. Are you serious?
I am dead serious. So if you got a chance, you know, stop out and see.
Is there a freshman game or something?
No, man, they hired the best. So Darian Schiffer on that JV game. Get there if you can.
I might have to come early. I got a Christmas party, but I might have to skip out of it.
You might have to. Not like you got any presents waiting on you anyway.
That's right.
Simulcast, that tomorrow's game will be a simulcast of JV and varsity with the double PGW. Next Tuesday, boys will travel over to South Adams. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast for the JV game and the varsity game. Varsity game will be with Priest Bob Rogers and Mr. Coach Jeff Vaughn. Saturday, the girls will host Arcanum here in the fort. JV starts at noon. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast you the JV game. WPGW will simulcast the varsity game. Then Saturday night, boys will travel over to Ansonia Tigers for a JV tip time of 6 o'clock. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast you the JV game. WPGW will simulcast the varsity game. So hopefully we'd rather have you there at the game, but if not, always join us live on Fort Recovery Radio.
So, again, Darian, thank you for those updates. Again, here at halftime, the Indians are led by senior Cade Wendell. He has 10. Also, Peyton Judy has 9. Ryan Braun has 3. And I believe, did anybody else, who else scored?
I don't believe so.
That's it. Yep. So is that our total?
22.
That is our total of 22 for St. John's. They're led by Jared Wurst, who has 9. He had 3 threes, and
three
then he even had
three.
2 of them that he hit off the backboard. 3 that looked like nothing but net, and 2 that banked. So a little inconsistency right now. And last night, I know talking to Coach Elwer up at St. John's, he said he's just not getting going, but he looked good early. So, again, we'll take a break. We got 2 minutes, 30 seconds till the beginning of the third quarter here at Portside.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
Don't know what's going on there, but 22-16 score. And Coach Vaughn, would you like to talk a little bit about the girls' game last night at Delphus? Got a win?
Yeah.
A little struggling at the first part, but they eventually came out and started playing. And
yeah, the first quarter, you know, was a little bit of a struggle for the Indians. We came out a little flat, had a few turnovers, and we're down. I think we were up 10-6 after one, varsity-wise. And second quarter, I know we went on a little 16-6 run and took the lead at halftime and then built it up, during the third quarter. And then I think St. John's might have cut it to about 6 in the fourth quarter, and we responded and ended up getting a nice 15 or 16 point win. I tell you, Kaya Wendell.
Oh, man. I was just about to say, Kaya Wendell, how easily started the game. Right, you guys really put the team on her back and said, okay, guys, we got to go here in the third. And she made a few steals and got a few easy layups, and that just got the Indians and the team going. So, I mean, it's good. At least a good win for Mac, for sure, and it keeps the Mac hope alive. So
Kaya did, like you said, she did put the team on her back and just went with it.
And then, on her back, she goes quite back there today.
Well, she might need it to. I mean, she finished with 17, and Carly had 12. I think Val might have had 12. You know, they face guarded Grace and frustrated her, and it was a good win anytime you can go up to the Vatican. So we're back here.
I'll never forget my Vatican win freshman year. Coach Hubbard, ask him about that, and he'll tell you stories for days.
Here comes outside. Kikoza, 3-ball up. Look good, no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. So Indians hold on the first possession, like third quarter sponsor, Calp's Pharmacy. Peyton Judy has it. Over to Ryan Braun. Over to Cade Wendell, left side. Up top to Grant Konecki. Back over to Ryan. Ryan drives left. Picks up his dribble. His coach is upset. We had somebody open. Bad pass. Peyton Judy needs to throw that up, but he gets the steal back. Back it comes to Cade Wendell. You think he double dribbled?
He dribbled when he got it. One dribble, picked it up, and then dribbled again.
Coach Bayshore, a little upset, and that's thrown out of bounds by Ryan Braun. Coach is calling a timeout. He's got a full timeout, and I think he's going to let some heads roll here. We'll take one with him.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger.
We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We're back here live, Portside Fieldhouse, 17-14, still 22-16. Indians with a one turnover, and then we get the steal back, and one empty possession for St. John's. So Coach Bayshore calls a full timeout to kind of fire up the troops here a little bit, I think. Not happy with how it came out there. Will has it. Comes across the timeline, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Back up top to Schwinnen. Schwinnen has it off to Will. Will down to Dwers. Picked up by Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Brings it down. Over to Ryan Braun. Swung around to Grant Kanacki. Grant has it. Loses the dribble up to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it. Kicks it out to Trevor Vaughn. Swung around to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. High ball screen, and Cade dribbles away from it. So I'm not sure, you know, right now they've dribbled away from the ball screen twice.
Yeah, I don't. The point of our offense is the ball screen.
So I agree.
We're not using any of them.
Indians pick up a foul on Will. That's his second, team's first. 6:39 brought into Trevor Vaughn, into Cade Wendell. Cade gets it. Picks up his dribble off to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it.
Not even looking to shoot.
Not even looking to shoot it. Grant Will, and that's off bad. Off Trevor Vaughn's hands and grabbed by Cade Wendell. So right now, Grant can't get a bucket to fall. Into Cade Wendell has it. Looks to Grant. Grant comes off the screen. Ryan Braun into Cade Wendell.
Good.
Rebound fought for and goes out of bounds off of Cade Wendell. So
great cut. You just got to finish.
Cade comes across on the cross screen and was wide open and could not finish and goes out of bounds on St. John's. Or Fort Recovery. Kokoza has it. Comes across the timeline. We played 2 minutes. Nobody scored. Kokoza drives. Kicked out of bounds by Cade Wendell. Good help by Trevor there. And Petey is not sure what happened. He's got lucky. His buddies bailed him out there.
Yeah, I didn't really see that one.
Being triggered in by Will. Looking to get it to worse. That's a moving screen. Going to go the other way. So Kokoza picks up the foul. That's going to be team second foul. Kind of an ugly start to the second half.
Yeah, for both teams. So,
I mean, Indians got a couple decent looks, but we're going to have a substitution next dead ball. Derek Judy's going to come in and replace Trevor Vaughn, I believe. Goes. And Ryan Braun just turning and throwing right now.
Yeah, that's the second time he's done that this quarter. And we're 2 minutes into the quarter.
And Trevor Vaughn's going to be replaced by Judy. So, yeah, Bronny's just turning and throwing things right now.
He's not even looking at the basket.
Over to Derek Judy at the top of the circle. Picks up his dribble 35 feet away. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade has it right side. Being guarded by Will. Spin dribble. Spins again. Takes it up. No good. Rebound fought for. Out to Derek Judy. Brought up top. It comes again at the volleyball line to Peyton Judy. Peyton dribbles right. Takes the high ball screen. Ryan Braun. Nice switch by the St. John's Blue Jays. Over left side corner to Cade Wendell. Curl that. Curl cut. No. And Cade's messing
with
the ball. And Will is pressuring him hard. Close to five. And he goes in out of control. Rebound Derek Judy. Right now, the Indians just really out of sync offensively.
Yeah.
Bad
what
pass
are we
by
doing?
Grant Kanapke. Right now, again, Grant.
I'm watching old man open gym.
Kokoza drives. No good. Derek Judy and Blaine Toby's going to come into the game. Next dead ball. So right now, nobody wants to score. 22-16, almost halfway through the third quarter. Indians set up a play. Peyton Judy drives up, left-handed good.
Dunk it while you're up there.
Makes it 24-16. Indians with the lead, 4:30 to go. Over in the corner goes the Houlihan. Down the corner to Schwinnen. Out top to Will. Given the worst, about travel, kicked out to Kokoza on the bounce. Over to Will, right side. Back up top comes the Wirst. Over to Kokoza. Derek Jeudy guarding Houlihan. Back at the Wirst. Got trapped again on another missed layup. Rebound Kokoza. Blocked by Grant Konafke. And another rebound by number 5, Swinnen. And we're going to have a timeout by St. John's. It's going to be a third full timeout. And we'll take one with them. 24-18.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialist assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper. Just don't feel like making supper at all. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving your time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and the stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Miracle Lanes.
I could use a little pizza right now.
I could too.
A little pizza.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
How about you, Brenzy?
Yeah, you don't need it. So
some
on the
pizza
floor.
Wings?
Want some pizza? Oh yeah.
Brenzy's up for some pizza too. Better than that sucker he's chewing on. Or the Indians are going to trigger it in to Cade Wendell. He's going to come across the timeline with Derek Jeudy, Peyton Jeudy, Cade Wendell and Ryan Braun, and Blaine Toby on the floor for the Indians. High ball screen comes. Pick and roll. Thrown to
good
Blaine.
Good pass. Finish.
Blaine up in. It's amazing. Blaine gets more shot attempts per minute than any kid I've ever seen. It's amazing. Needless to say, he did miss it. Back it comes to number 20. That is Miller on the drive. Houlihan by Peyton Jeudy.
Oh.
Jeudy has it on the run. Takes it up. Wild shot. No good. Rebound fought for Blaine Toby with the offensive rebound. Three ball. Peyton Jeudy up and good. So Peyton Jeudy hits a big three.
Peyton
there.
Jeudy says, you can't guard me.
Peyton has 14. Did he really?
Yeah,
wow.
Awesome.
That's the stuff I can do without. I'm sorry. I guess I'm showing my age. Miller with it up, partially blocked. Fought for, Wirst has it. Over it comes the Houlihan. Back up top, swung around. Houlihan on the drive, back 3-point. Metcalf up, no good. Rebound, Peyton Jeudy. 2:50 to go, 27-18. Swinnen guarding Jeudy. Off to Ryan Braun.
Did you ever look how many rebounds Petey had in the first?
I did not. Petey just lost it out of bounds. I don't know how many he has. And we have a whole host of St. John's guys coming in. We got everybody out, but Kokoza will stay in the game, and Miller. And we also have in Grothaus, Suker, and Parrish. Off it comes to Parrish on the left side. Out to Miller. Three ball up and good. So the lefty hits the three, makes it 27-21. That's a big bucket for them on that possession. Makes 2:18. Indians with a 6-point lead here. Kalk's Pharmacy, third quarter. Blaine Toby, high ball screen. Could have been a moving screen. Did not call it. Over to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy has it. Ryan Braun over to Derek. Peyton Jeudy, left side, looking for a ball screen. Blaine Toby has it. Back up top. Petey being guarded closely. Swung over to Derek Jeudy. Three ball up and no good. Off Blaine Toby with the rebound. Up and no good. So good hustle by Blaine.
I see Blaine kick that out. I mean, he was all over the place there. Wasn't composed. And
three ball on the way. Up and he just got fouled by Blaine Toby. So, I mean, Blaine's made some hustle plays, but you can't foul a three-point shooter. Unfortunately for the Indians, they called it on the floor. So, for the Indians, that's Blaine's first. Team's fourth, or first team foul. 1:36 to go here. Triggered in, it comes to Grothaus. Off the Kokoza, goes by Jeudy. Jeudy knocks it loose. up top to Miller, over to Parrish, swung to the right side, on the dribble goes Groathouse, right by Judy, loses it, kicks it to Miller. Could have been a foul, no call. Kokoza has it. Out to Suker. He goes up, and he's fouled by Blaine Toby. So that's going to be Blaine's second. So
good call.
Team's fourth. Makes it 27-21. Grant Kanacki's going to come in and replace Blaine Toby. That's going to be team's second. Suker's going to be at the line. First free throw's up, and it's good. Wirst is going to come back in along with Will. And Derek Jeudy comes out of the game. Second free throw by Suker. 27-22. 1:15 to go is up and good. Schwinnen's going to come back in and replace Suker. It's a four-point game. 1:15 to go. St. John's looking to press. Brought into Derek Braun.
Oh, my goodness.
Braun.
Throw it to him.
Missed the cutter. Over to Grant Kanapke.
Why are you picking it up right
Grant
there?
Grant picks up his dribble right in the trap zone, and he calls a timeout. So Grant talking to himself right now. Mentally, he has to stay in this, baby. That's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with it.
You can't pick the ball up right there.
No, he picked it up right across half court and got a little frustrated. So right now, 105 to go here, Cal's Pharmacy, third quarter, 27-23. Again, like I said, St. John's always going to play hard no matter what. Not the greatest skilled team at times, but they're always bringing it. Reaser Energy Products, heating, cooling, electrical, Industrial Park in Coldwater, 419-678-4858. Terrain Comfort Specialist, Generic Power Pro Dealers, ReaserEnergyProducts.com, and visit the Reaser Brothers over there at Coldwater. They do an excellent job. So Cade Wendell's going to trigger it in right here in front of the scores table. Oh, my good, dangerous pass picked up by Peyton Jeudy. Peyton Jeudy being guarded closely by Schwinnen. Peyton goes by, about flops, kicks it over to Cade Wendell. Into Ryan Braun, into paint.
Score.
And takes it up, no good. Short arms it, and gets a and one. So Ryan Braun shot it right in the bottom of the rim, got his own rebound, and got hit on the arm. So that's going to be team Stern foul. And we're going to have Clayton Pearson come in, and he's going to replace Cade Wendell. So 50.5 seconds on the clock, 29-23. Probably the most substitutions I've seen in one game of my life by both teams. So Ryan Braun off with the free throw, makes it 29-23. Brought across, it comes to Groathouse. Groathouse up top to Kokoza, and he traveled. And then we got a hold down
low. That's a terrible call. The kid was shoving him the whole way through the paint.
Who was it on?
Grant. That kid was grabbing him the entire time through the paint.
Well, the bad thing was it was on the totally opposite side of the ball. So that's going to be team's third foul. Brought into Groathouse, over to Kokoza, being guarded by Clayton Pearson, no good. Rebound, St. John Swinnen up, and he got fouled by Ryan Braun. Kokoza, so second chance point. Cade Wendell's going to come in, and he's going to replace Clayton Pearson. Trevor Vaughn's going to come in, and he's going to replace. Not sure. Kokoza's going to go to the line. St. John's is going to set up a little pressure here. I just got a text message here, and that's good by Kokoza from Rob Weaver at the half. Delta 17, Jay County 15. So Cade Wendell and Trevor Vaughn come in, replace Blaine Toby and Clayton Pearson. Up, no good, rebound, Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it, 28 seconds to go. Being guarded closely by Schwinnen. Indians have 23, hopefully go for one here, I think. Over to Grant Kanacki with 18. Inside it goes. Peyton Jeudy, three ball up. No good. Rebound Ryan Braun. And that's going to be a jump ball. No, he's calling it on the floor again, Darian. We let one fly at 10 seconds. I don't
that's
get it.
That's a horrible shot. His feet were like all whopper-jawed, and he was falling forward, just so off balance.
10.5 seconds. I would hope if the Indians don't get a layup right here, they're going to go for one. wouldn't you think?
I would hope.
Into Grant Konecki. We got 10. Over to Trevor Vaughn. Trevor has it. Back out to Brawny. We got 4. 3. 2. Brawny with a huge step. Tip in. Up. No good.
Probably traveled.
That's the quarter, Ryan. I definitely traveled, but it's 29-24 Indians. We'll be back with fourth quarter action.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Jeff Vaughn along with Reese Bob Rogers
and Darian Shepard.
That's me.
Indians are leading 29-24 Mechanical Fowler. Fourth quarter score.
Fowler Mechanical.
Whatever. I'm sorry. I would like to announce, I forgot, Hall Brothers. Oh, my goodness. Ryan Braun turns it over.
Are you kidding me right now?
Bad pass it comes over to Houlihan. Houlihan has it. Back up to Worth. Worth has it. Three ball by Kokoza. Up, no good. Rebound
good box,
by nice job by the Indians boxing out there. So, again, I'd like to say apologize to Hall Brothers foul line. I just got wrapped up in the game. Ryan Braun has it up top. Makes a handoff. Back door. Nice
play. Oh, my
play.
Goodness.
Good.
Play.
So, Grant
Bajor is fired up.
He might throw his other shoulder out of place. Makes it 31-24. Cade Wendell with the pressure. Brought it in. That's a charge. Yeah! That's a charge. So, Indians. Best thing he's done all night there, boys. Maybe I get a little fire under his butt. 7:21 to go. 31-24. So, brought in to Ryan Braun. Back to Cade Wendell. Cade has it coming across the timeline. You all right there, Reese? I made you laugh or what? Cade Wendell being pressured hard. Got to get rid of it. About a 5 count. Released off timeout. Oh, man, that was close. Off the Grant Konecki at the volleyball line. Running out of play. Ryan Braun has it. Missed Trevor in the post. Then they missed him again. And then he throws it out of bounds.
That's the third time he's done that.
Brawny's had some bad decisions tonight with the ball. He missed Trevor twice in the post there and threw it right into Noah Leonard's hands sitting on the bench. Will's got it. Comes across the timeline being guarded by Cade Wendell. Over to Kokoza. Kokoza has it. Looking to worse, and we lose him. Takes it up, and that's going to be a foul on Ryan Braun.
No way he's shooting.
How do we lose the best shooter on the floor?
I got a text from Austin Fowler. Says, stop screaming and mention the score. We're sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm sorry,
Fowler.
Austin. I got a little fired up here. It's 31-24. I'm sorry. And we'll say your dad's sponsor, the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Austin Fowler probably out DJing tonight somewhere.
Oh, probably out, got the old speakers out, bumping around somewhere.
Worst makes it. This is worst first point since the first quarter, actually. Makes it 31-25. Shot up and good. Worst now has 11. He has 3 threes and 2 free throws. Makes it 31-26. So that last possession for the Indians kind of hurt with that turnover because we missed some guys open.
I agree.
Pressure coming.
Oh my God, what are we doing?
And they miss it. And they're going to have a foul on Trevor Vaughn. So Cade Wendell just with a horrible decision there of throwing it in against the pressure.
We're going to throw a lob to Grant Konecki.
31-28. So back-to-back turnovers are killing the Indians right now. Again, like Chase Brun said, throw it deep. I got to agree with it.
That's Chase Brun's Darian Sheffer specialty.
Worst with the free throw. So as I speak, worst scores. Four, five straight, and he's got 14 now. Screen coming. Got to get it into Petey. Brought into Trevor Vaughn. Back to Cade Wendell. Nice job releasing the pressure. Cade has it. Across the timeline, the Indians need to respond down right here. Up to 31-29. Cade Wendell with a lot of dribbling. We're dribbling way too much.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere either.
Ryan Braun in the post. Over to Trevor. Back to Petey. There's a three.
Sir.
Get in there. Oh,
my.
Good. Rebound fought for. Comes to Kokoza. So good look. And Petey looks to gamble. Picked up by Kokoza. Over to Houlihan on the right side. Here comes
Petey.
Worst.
Oh,
my goodness. Three ball up and good.
That's
so
Petey.
Peyton Judy does not guard his man. And he gives up a wide open three. And St. John's has the lead. Thrown into the front court. Kate, Petey Judy off balance. That's lucky for him. He made that. Makes it 33-32. Petey has 15-16. Makes it 33-32 Indians. Cade Wendell.
That's us.
And that's, oh, they call it. So Trevor Vaughn will come out, being replaced by Blaine Toby. So
Indians have a one-point lead, 33-32.
I'll tell you what, we are just doing an awful job finding a shooter, and I don't get it. And he's wide open.
Oh, I know.
Brought
and
in.
There he is, wide open. Wide open again for another three ball. No good.
Fought for the rebound. Brought down by Will. So Will gets it. Kicks it to the corner to Kokoza. 5:24 to go here. Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. Grant Konecki guarding Kokoza. Picked up. Back out top to Houlihan. Brought around to Will. Will has it. Oh, my goodness.
Petey.
What happened there?
Petey called a switch, and he curled it, and Petey just thought he was going straight up.
Ryan Braun was guarding nobody, and the lack of communication here for the Indians right now. And they trail 34-31. So back-to-back defensive breakdowns by the Indians. Cade Wendell has it. Over to Grant Konecki. Three ball on the way up. No good. Fought for a rebound. Ryan Braun, he got hit. That's going to be a foul on number five, Schwinn, and that's going to be his first foul, team seven. So Ryan Braun's going to go to the line and shoot 1-1. Right now, you know, Darian Reese, it's a lot of lack of communication on the defensive end.
For sure, and I think it's lazy, too. I mean, you call a switch out, so find
the man. Was that Petey that
did
that? I couldn't tell.
He called a switch. He expected Wurst to go up the line, and Wurst curls right around, right behind him, gets a back.
And I apologize, that was team six, so the scoreboard operator was way ahead of me on that. Over it comes the Grant Konecki, fakes, kicks it out to Cade Wendell, three ball, fakes, drives, finds
one more.
Blaine, swing it!
One more pass!
Blaine's got to swing that thing. He's holding, and like I said, it comes down to known rolls right now. And there it goes. Up and in. And Petey's going to go to the line. He's going to shoot two. He's got 16, 33, 34, Indians trail. So,
right now I see some illegal things going on.
What's that?
Shorts rolled.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. It's illegal.
I know it is.
You can't do that.
And these are supposed to be premier officials, so they should be catching that, and they're not. They did it in the girls' game.
Did they? Oh, I take care of things like that. Hey, there, big gay. Unroll them shorts for me right there. 82nd free throw up and good. And Indians take a lead, 35-34, 4:25 left to go.
So here we go. Will has it coming across the timeline, being guarded by Cade Wendell. Next foul is going to put St. John's in the 1-1. Indians with six. Out top it comes to Suco. Over to Will. Will has it. Looking inside to Wurst. Houlihan has it. Suco on the drive. Back up top to Wurst. Over to Houlihan. About traveled. Back up top it comes to Grothaus. Left side swung around to Will. To the corner to Suka. Back Houlihan up on top. Got guarded by Peyton Judy. Back right side it comes. Flare screen. Houlihan. And we got a good bucket and a moving and a foul on Blaine Toby. And it's going to be on the baseline. So foul Blaine Toby. He shoved him. Bucket's good. And that's going to be 1-1. Holy smokes, we could have a five-point possession right here. Wow. 3:51 to go here. Fowler Mechanical scoreboard, 35 Indians, 37 Delta St. John. So we're looking at a five-point potential possession here. I don't know who did make the three there, boys. I wouldn't.
Couldn't tell you.
Free throws up and good. I'll tell you what, one thing is Delta St. John's does not miss free throws.
Nope.
And they haven't.
That's what's going to win ball game, though.
I agree. Second free throw by Suka. Up. And it's good. Makes it 39-34. Biggest lead for St. John's. St. John's says, let's go here. So Petey Judy has it. Going to bring it across the timeline. Setting up a special here. Looked a little confused of what we want to do. It looks like a clear out. 5 second counts on. Over to Grant. Back over to Peyton. Peyton has it. Drives middle. Pushes off. Pull up jumper up and good.
He just
timeout.
Pushed up so bad.
He did big time. It's going to be a 30 second timeout. That's one that, you know, usually they call, I think. So.
Oh, I'm really getting into that call too. I'm saying, get out of the way, you know. I got to get one of them tomorrow.
So here we're going to stay right here with them. 3:25 to go. Indians down 39-37. Again, we'd like to thank our fourth quarter sponsor, Fowler Mechanical. So, Austin, I'm sorry that we were yelling before, but it got a little heated here.
It did.
So, you know, big thing here, Indians need to get some stops and convert.
See a couple former Indians in the house. Micaiah Cox, also a 1,000-point scorer, playing at Defiance College. He's in the house alongside good buddy Jason Reisner. Shout out to them guys for making the big game. I'm sure they're on a Christmas break or winter break or whatever they call that. So
we got Santa Claus in the front row too.
Santa Claus, who's that?
Riker?
Oh yeah, we do. Wiener Riker sitting there. He does look like Santa.
Get the old Santa Claus out.
Surprised Reese hadn't been down there sitting on his lap yet. Tell him what he was.
Oh, he was. You didn't see it.
There's pressure by Cade Wendell. Over to Wurst. Wide open. Way to back recover. To Will. Takes it in. Foul on Blaine.
No, that's terrible.
And that's Blaine's fourth foul.
And Max Brinkshern does not agree with that call in the student section. Max says, what did he do?
That's going to be Blaine Tubby's fourth foul. Blaine.
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
He ain't. Look at him.
Blaine wants it. Max wants an explanation. He's mad over there. Free throws up by Will and good. So that's going to be Will's first point of the night. It's a big one. It's a three-point game. 3:12 to go. Oh, man. Theme tonight is frat boys, and, you know, Max might be one next year at Ohio State.
Free throw up
and good. So as I speak, St. John's just does not miss free throws. Brought into Peyton Judy, back to Cade Wendell, back to Petey. Indians need to respond, down four here, 3:06 to go. Indians with two timeouts. Brought to Cade Wendell, into Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun, Wills, traveled, no good, rebound, worse.
Don't force it.
Not a good shot.
He is off his game tonight.
He started off hot, he made his first bucket, and since then has kind of been off. Here we go. We got it up top. Will, he about travels over to Kokosa. He drives baseline. Swung out the hood.
Golly.
All help. No. Oh, got lucky. Indians luck. Indians ran three guys at him, and Houlihan missed the three. Peyton Judy has it on the drive. Drives. Takes it up and good.
Wow.
So right now, Indians offense is all Peyton Judy. He's got 22. Makes it 39-41. Kokosa has it, running jump.
Got one.
It's going to stay with St. John. So, nice job by Cade. You know, right now, I mean, we're down two. 2:15 to go. No need to panic. Indians have 18 fouls. So, you know, the bad thing is St. John's just has, I don't think they've missed a free throw all night.
Nope.
Have they?
I don't believe so.
Will has it on
don't
the drive.
Reach.
Brought in, reach
oh.
in. And they're going to show some patience here. Worst has it. Oh, almost stolen by Petey Judy. Over to Houlihan. Back out to Kokosa. Another flare screen comes. Over to Houlihan. Being guarded closely by Peyton Judy on the drive.
Oh,
that's going to be a hit.
It's going to be 1-1. Yes. What do you do?
That's going to be team foul number 9. I think he rode him a little bit with his body. That's going to be Peyton's
that's a weak
second
foul.
Team foul. Okay, Darian, our referee.
We're playing the MAC.
Go ahead with the first free throw. Up short, first
right.
Rebound by Trevor Vaughn. So big job for the Indians. And finally, St. John's misses one free throw. Indians have a chance to take the lead or tie it up here.
Please give him the ball.
Cade Wendell dribbling around. High ball screen, looks like. Coach Bayshore calls out fist. Petey Jeudy has it. 136 to go. Looks like they're going to play. Oh, my God, he pulls up for a three way off the mark. Wow, get to the rack. Don't you think?
He's been getting to the rack with ease all night.
And that almost intentional foul. And that's what Coach Bayshore tells Petey. He says, Petey, get to the rack. So I can't disagree with him. So with 124 to go, Indians foul Kakoz. I'm not sure why we wanted to foul that quick, but
I don't either.
Needless to say, we did. And Kakoz is going to the line. His first one's up and it's good. So, you know, that's one of them where I think you foul Houlihan and put him back on the line after he just missed one.
I agree.
Kakoza makes it. That's his second point. Free throw up and it's good. And they're going to have a full timeout. We're going to take one with them. Indians trail 43-39, 124 to go.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. 43-39 score. Four recovery trailing by four. Coach Bond, mid 24 left.
Section all the way to the right by the gate.
All right, well,
Darren's trying to describe what
it's called. Yeah, I see. All right,
we get it, Darren.
Good job.
Right
now, I'm St. John's is, I'm assuming they're going to switch things up here and, no, I think they're just going to switch on man all the time, and the Indians need to look to slip screens. And I,
you know, there's no way they let Pete touch the ball.
No, because I bet Peyton's the only one that shot the last. Well, Brawny did at one time, but 124 to go here. 43-39, Indians with two timeouts.
What are you doing here, pounding it in?
I'm just getting the first open shot. I mean, the Indians are going to send somebody long here, I believe.
I hope.
Get it into Peyton Jeudy.
Why'd he give it up?
Last possession, we needed to get Petey to the rack. Instead, we settled for a three. So Peyton Jeudy has it. Comes across the timeline. 1:14 to go. Oh my
gosh.
Ryan Braun, handoff, Grant Konecki, three ball. Yeah. Up. No good. Fought four, rebound worse.
Just a man board.
Worse took it right out of Brawny's hands right there. And Grant can't get the rebound. So coach upset with Trevor Vaughn there.
He said, why aren't you in there rebounding? You're the first one back. I understand. He's 6'5". He's taking a rebound.
I agree. You got to go crash the glass. If you're not going to do it, you're going to sit. So I don't disagree. So Worst is going to the foul line. Shot up and it's short. Almost an air ball. And Derek Jeudy's going to replace it. So
Worst will go back to the line. Indians down four, 43-39, 101.
First free, second free throw. He missed both. So huge miss there by St. John.
Petey gets the hole.
Petey Jeudy racks it up. And
finish the shot.
So Petey Jeudy gets to the rack, and he should have did that every time he got the ball.
He makes it look so easy.
54.9 seconds. 43-39.
Well, I hope he makes these. Be
first
good.
Free throw up.
And nothing good. But the bottom of the net. That'll do.
Yes, sir. Petey has 23.
Number five. When I think of number five for Delphi St. John's, I think of Timmy.
Timmy Krieger last year with a big old flush. Peyton Jeudy's second one up and good. Makes it a 43-41 game. 54 seconds to go. St. John's with a few big...
Don't foul yet. Try to get a 10-second.
I agree. I thought that was a little quick. I mean, I know we're down two, but 50 seconds to go. Fouls on Grant Konecki. That's Grant's third. St. John's has done a real nice job tonight. Grant couldn't get in the flow and hasn't made a shot. And, you know, those are shots he's been making early on.
Yep.
Free throw up and good by Koza. Number five, Schwinnen's going to come in and replace Metcalf. Second free throw by Kokoza. Up, and it's good. Makes it 45-41. Brought into Grant Konecki. Grant has it. Comes across the timeline. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell on the drive in the middle. Spin to him up. Misses the layup. He just needs to power that up there, I think. So the Indians have it. Almost turned over. Brought across. It comes to Wirst. Wirst has it, backed out. 30 seconds, that's a foul on Grant Konecki. So, right there, Cade made a nice move. He just got to take it in and finish.
Yeah, I don't. He kept the ball high when he spun, and then he brought it down low, and that's what...
And, you know, Cade has not scored this half. He started out with a flourish. He's still stuck on 10. This half, I think the only person that scored is Petey. Short. Free throw up, and he gets a friendly roll. Wirst has 19, makes it 49-41. So right now, it's going to take a Christmas miracle right here for the Indians, I think, to come back and win.
Well, we got Santa Claus here, so we might get lucky.
Second one short, no good. Fought for Cade Wendell. Cade has it.
Give Petey the ball.
He gives the ball, and Cade brings it up. Over to Petey, three-pointer, and he's fouled. Houlihan shoots. Runs right into Petey, and that's going to be a foul, and Coach Elworth besides himself. Peyton's going to go to the foul line. He's going to shoot three. Makes it 46-41, 19 seconds to go. Indians have two timeouts left, 10 team fouls. Petey getting his clothes back on. I don't know. He rolled his pants, too, and they're not saying a thing.
Nope, I'd say unroll them, buddy.
And these are veteran officials.
Veteran.
Just saying.
I'm a veteran.
Wrong. Petey's first free throw. It's up, and it's no good. So Indians with a chance to capitalize, and that free throw is no good. Metcalf's going to come in. Peyton's second free throw up, and it's so good. So the Indians with their opportunity, and he misses
line
both
violation.
Free throws.
Line violation by someone.
Oh, what? What? He's allowed to come.
Lane violation.
Holy smokes.
Coach, there are two free throws left. Sit down. On number 10.
Number 10 had a lane violation.
So just sit down.
So Petey Judy's going to get another chance. So Indians getting their opportunities here. Free throw rolls up and in. So Metcalf's going to come in.
That would have been big,
Clinton.
Though. Four free throws, four mates.
Yeah. Well, they would have
given
they would have just gave him the bucket. Petey's got 25 of the 42. Next free throw up, and it's good. So Petey's got 26. And he's a one-possession game. Try to get a steal or a 10 count here.
Oh!
And almost knocked out of bounds by Cade Wendell. So right now they're going to take a full timeout. We're going to take one with them. So.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a
2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Owen Shane checks into the ballgame for Peyton Judy with 19.2 seconds. And Petey has four, I know. And I'm assuming they're going to go long here.
What a great spot for us to have.
Yeah, it is. Works is buried in the corner there, right?
I don't want to shade him.
And it's brought in to Kokoza.
How do we let that
get
in?
It is no foul. And now we do on Derek. We got close to a 10 count, possibly. Peyton Judy's going to come in and replace Owen Shane, I believe. Unless Owen's a three-point specialist that I don't know about.
You don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen many JV games, so it's possible. Kokoza's going to go back to the foul line. 14.8 seconds to go. Free throw up and good. So Kokoza's made a lot of free throws down the stretch here. So not the kid we wanted to foul. Indians do have two timeouts left. Makes it 47-43.
Miss it.
And he makes it. Makes it a two-possession game, down five.
Let's go. 15
seconds. Got to go. 12. 10. Cade takes it in, and
oh my goodness,
they call a foul. And Elworth said he's straight up, and Dan Holland says, no, you got him on the body. Cade Wendell's going to go to the line, shooting two. 8.4 seconds to go. Indians have to try to get a five count and foul right away. Free throw up, and he gets a friendly roll. Cade now has 11. 48-44, 8.4 seconds. Owen Shane coming back in. I don't understand at this point. You got 8 seconds.
Yeah, you're not going to
get a steal.
You're not going to get feedback.
You don't have your score in there, so I'm not sure. I think I just rolled my dice with 8 seconds. But
and he's got four fouls with 8 seconds left.
Cade Wendell's up and good. So we're going to have a timeout, full timeout by the Indians, and we'll take a full timeout with them. They're down four, or three, 48-45.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
We're back here live, Fortside Fieldhouse, 8.4 seconds to go. Indians trail by three. They have one timeout left, as does St. John's. So I'm assuming, you know, right now, Indians' best bet is to try to get a five-second count, and then you got a foul right away, especially with Peyton on the bench right now with 8 seconds to go. So if you steal it, you know, unfortunately, your best scorer is sitting on the bench. So we'll see what happens with
this. I almost like Trevor and Noah on the ball.
Well, you know, like long arms and let Bronny defend and face guard and try to make it tough for him to get it in. Worst has the baseline. He's going to trigger it inbounds. Cade Wendell's face guarding Will. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes deep. Double screen, they want to get it to Kokoza, and they burned their last timeout. So Indians do their job there.
And now they're out of timeouts.
They are out of timeouts, and I'm not sure what they have left. It's going to be a full time, 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with them. I agree. I might put Petey back in right now, too. Indians down three. Indians have one timeout. St. John's is out of timeouts. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, Indians close to getting a five count. And, again, Worst does have the baseline to run, so that's a benefit for St. John's. Indians need to get a stop here.
I'd almost foul before they get the ball in. Foul the worst player.
Yeah, that's true.
Pull on his
as long as you don't get called for an intentional.
Oh,
you know?
I'm saying just grab him up when he's going off a screen. You can't call that intentional.
Yeah, but you never know. Cade just got pushed big time, and he fouls Will. And Peyton Judy's going to go in and replace Owen Shane. I agree. Cade did get kind of shoved there, and there was a no call. And that's going to send Will to the foul line. He's going to be shooting two. Will has 2 points on the night, and those were free throws. Free throws up and no good. So Indians still have life. Second free throw is going to go up. And 7 points.
He misses
seconds.
This.
You got one timeout left.
He's calling a timeout.
Oh, my God.
Get Petey the ball.
Timeout. Timeout.
Why didn't we call? He's shooting that.
Why didn't we call a timeout? We had one timeout left, and we end up losing the game here 48-45. So a lot of mental errors by the Indians tonight, but we'll be back 48-45. Indians lose their MAC opener. We'll be back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
And we're back here at Brick Street Tavern postgame show. And Indians just lose a tough, there's no really words there.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a very clean game by the Indians all night long, and had a lot of breakdowns. I thought a lot of turnovers at costly times and breakdowns on some defensive plays that really were costly for the Indians at the end. I mean, you know, there at the end, I'm not sure what happened. I thought Coach Bayshore called a timeout.
Timeout right before the free throw. But
and I'm not sure what happened. The official didn't give him the timeout, but... Darian, didn't you think
he was at half court calling the timeout.
So I'm not sure what happened there. He signaled for the timeout. And,
I just assume they didn't hear him. I mean, it was loud in here.
And, you know, unfortunately, but the ref looked right at him. So, you know, unfortunately for the Indians, they fall after a big game by Peyton Judy. He's got 20-some, 26, I think. And, you know, he did all the scoring second half. I don't think anybody else scored for the Indians.
And that's the thing. We can't just have one guy do it all because it's there's five guys on the floor. Other guys got to step up. You know, Grant wasn't scoring tonight, and Kate picked it up in the first half, but you can't play two quarters against a good team like this. You got to be able to play all four.
No, and you know, St. John's gave us some opportunities, too. They missed some free throws and so forth, and, you know, we had opportunities for the Indians there, so...
I don't know if Coach will come up here.
I don't know. I mean, I'm Darren. You want to interview him?
Nope.
I don't. Reese, do you?
No, I for sure don't.
So I don't know. I know he said he'd come out after a game, but you know, tonight he might not. And I don't blame him.
Nope.
You know, rough night. And, you know, we just didn't execute. Again, the Indians fall tonight 48-45. And we'll take a break and we'll see if Coach comes out. If not, we'll wrap up things and we'll be simulcast tomorrow night against the Jay County Patriots, which this place will be packed, I'm guessing, usually is.
Yeah, it's going to be packed because they got Darren Sheffer on JV roughing games.
So, I mean, a lot of people is going to come out to see that. Reese, if you want to go over some stats here.
Reese, give us a stats, big gay.
Payne G had 26, Knapp had 2, K. Wendell had 12, Brian had 8, and that's our scoring.
That's
right
our scoring.
That's our scoring.
Shut up.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
26, 2, 8, and 12.
We didn't even have 5 people score.
Wow. Especially when we get into the harder MAC, like the St. Henry, the Versailles. Somebody's got to step up eventually.
And like I said, second half, Cade Wendell had two. He had 10.5, and Ryan Braun, I think, had two because he had that and one. So, you know, I think you're right. I think the only points we scored second half, did Grant had a layup. So, that's not going to be good. And, you know, the thing is also we only had five guys take shot attempts. So, that isn't going to win a whole lot of games. So, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.